Morning, church. This morning I'm going to be speaking only very briefly on God's promises. We're going to look at God's promises this morning. And what does the word promise mean? And I looked it up. I'm like Colin, I like looking in the dictionary and finding out exactly what things mean. Because it gives you a different gives you the right perspective of what it means. And the word promise means a declaration or assurance that one will do something or that a particular thing will happen. So a declaration or assurance that one will do something or that a particular thing will happen. Now, on Friday, Liz and we went to the boat show, because I like boats, and went down to the Southampton boat show. And I've never done it before, but I've upgraded my ticket. And it's where they throw in like lunch and that sort of stuff. And they gave me this little ticket to put on my, and Liz as well, give us this little ticket to put on your lapel. Okay. Now, on the main ticket, it gave you benefits or promises, if you like, of what you'd get, you know, during the day. And this, you had to wear this little thing, that was your ticket for the different things. So you had to have this on you at all times. And I was walking around the show, and I didn't want it flashing on the outside like this. So I put it inside my pocket like this, and I just had it hanging out like that. And I was walking around this, and people were asking me, that little ticket in your pocket there, and obviously they didn't know, so I was able to explain to them. But it's amazing how people treat you differently just because you've got a little ticket sticking out your top. And again, so the promises were set out in the package, but if I didn't have this, and I wouldn't have those privileges, just that little bit of paper there, to tea and coffee and cake and stuff. But this morning, God's word is full of promises, isn't it? We could be here all day and all evening and all next year, going through thousands and thousands of God's promises that are in here. You know, God said it wouldn't be easy, and it's not easy for any of us. We're a family, but we will get through. That's our promise. But God is our refuge and strength. You know, we could all shout out loads and loads and loads of verses where God is our strength and ever-present help in times of need. And we all need it. We all need it. Even from an early age, we are promised. Even if we, you know, when we were little, we were promised this, promised that. If you're good, Colin, I'm going to promise you to a nice ice cream this afternoon. You know, we all remember different promises that we were promised. And if we didn't get that promise, then we were really, really disappointed, weren't we? The only time that we didn't get that promise is if we were naughty. And but God gives us lots of promises in his word. And that little ticket I showed you, that only lasted, well, not even 24 hours, 8 hours. But the promises God give us last for eternity. And Jim is there now looking down, and he's rejoicing that he's in the promises of God. And he doesn't have to wear a little ticket like that. He's rejoicing today. And we, although there's sadness, obviously, and grief, we must rejoice. In 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16, we read this. 2 Timothy 3, it's on the screen. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. Page 1057 of the Church Bible. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now, I've needed inspiration this morning, big time. And he gives us inspiration. The job. and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And I'm going to add this verse as well, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So there's some promises there, isn't there? For doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. As we look at the scriptures this morning, we may be encouraged in what the Lord as we look to the scriptures this morning, may we be encouraged in what the Lord promises us for us individually and this morning at Crawley New Life Church. He's got lots of promises for us. We serve an omniscient God, an all-knowing God. He knows where we're going. He knows what we're doing. He has the future. He's all-knowing. He's omnipotent, all-powerful. What an amazing God we serve. And omnipresent, He is with us night or day, isn't it? A great comfort. Or in grief, God is with us. God is with us all the time, night or day. And we have the confidence that the promises are in this word. Can I just encourage all of us this week, at this difficult time, to get into God's word? Just pick a few verses out, promises, and we will be lifted up. Romans 8:38. It's another really good promise. Romans 8:38. And it's on page 1005 of the Church Bible. For I am persuaded that death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. How many promises are in there? Just, there's a whole load there, just in one verse, isn't there? Can't comprehend, no height or depth. You know, you look up at this. Mark was talking about the universe the other week. You know, God's amazing. Blows you away just even thinking about it. The height, as far as you can go, just for eternity, or the depth, eternity. You know, you can't get your head around it, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. One of God's promises. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. It's not dependent on circumstances, feelings, emotions, or other people. When it says nothing, it means nothing. Separate us from the love of God. And it's so great to have this unity amongst us. What would we do without God? We were saying yesterday, what would we do without God? You'd be in despair, wouldn't you? But we've got each other and we've got God. And what a great privilege it is to know that we have Him and a promise to us that He's always there. Psalm 30, verses 4 to 5 says this. Psalm 30, verses 4 and 5. Page 494. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name. For His anger is but for a moment, His favour is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. joy comes in the morning. Or in the another version, sing praises to the Lord, all you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favour is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Thank you, Lord, for that. We read in John 3:16, another one of my, this was given to me at my baptism. It's a very, very well-known verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. And Jim is there this morning. I want to be there really with him. Each of us here this morning come to worship God and be together as God's family. Since hearing of Jim being called home, we will have had many thoughts and emotions. As you read the scriptures, will find encouragement. Psalm 31:24, and I'll finish with this, because I could go on and on and on. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope in the Lord. Shall we say it together? Psalm 31:24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All of you in the Lord. What a promise. Eh? What another promise. As we close in a song in a minute, and we're going to obviously praise God for who he is and what he's done here and what he continues to do. And we need to continue to be a church of impact. It goes on, doesn't it? You know? It goes on. Forgive me for saying this, but people that we've got to go on, haven't we? We've got to go on. We can't stop, you know. Jim wouldn't want us to stop. As we close together and worship God, our Father, remember that one thing this morning, that our hope is in him, and that is a promise. Amen.